Good morning, Winter Park High School Freshman Concert Band. This is Jose Lopez, Director of Bands at Port Charlotte Senior High School, welcoming you to the Florida Bandmasters Association District 8 High School Concert Band Music Performance Assessment. This is Friday morning, March the 4th, 2016. We're at Edgewater High School here in Orlando. It'll be my pleasure this morning to listen to your ensemble perform. And as you're performing, I hope to make some comments that will help you as you continue developing your musical concert program. Certainly look forward to your performance this morning. Wish you guys the very best of luck, and we'll get back with you as soon as you're ready to begin. Okay, here we go with Aces of the Air Concert March. This range and arrangement. With the tempo, nice balance in the ensemble, just a little bit upper treble, maybe because of the number of people that are playing the melody here and the different voicings, okay? Consistent articulative style, had a little bit of inconsistency in the way we articulated the second measure off the beginning, but we really, really started to focus in on producing the sound on demand, okay? Okay, appreciate the dynamic. Contrast and tapering coming back down to mezzo piano. Okay. Have a little bit of a problem hearing the flute clarinet line here at 22. Okay. Lower brass are doing a pretty good job of playing in tune. Okay. Really, really focused on that. Okay. Okay, intonation between the flutes and the first clarinet. You guys also with the alto saxophone, so be a little bit careful about that, okay? Starting to really, really play as soon as we brought the tempo back up, all right, and as soon as we added the euphonium in there, okay, we really, really started to start pushing the intonation with the unison lines, okay. Also, having a really, really difficult time hearing the French horn little rhythmic figure here. So got to be a little bit careful about that when you got to the trio, okay. Appreciate the length. Appreciate the length of the last note. Look at the articulator style with the rooftop accents at measure 85, 86. Okay, let's really, really, really make sure that we make a differentiation between the side accents, okay, with the rooftop accents, okay, and that we really, really, really do make a difference with that, okay. It's really important that we be consistent with that and that we take full advantage, because all the accents add a different flavor, add a different quality. Had a subtle nuance to the program, okay, and to the composition. Want to really, really emphasize how important it is to really work on characteristic tone quality, okay, how really, really important it is to really, really focus on those energies and on type of the notes and type of sounds that you're producing, because in a number of places, because of the number of voices that were playing the unison lines in the melody, we did have problems with intonation, okay? We're moving along now with the La Plante Red River Valley. Aren't really, really quite sure everybody start playing at the same time. Got to be really careful about that. Again, suffering a little bit of intonation here. Problems with the flutes, the clarinets, okay? Okay, we have a little bit of discrepancy at measure 5 and 6 with how we're subdividing and how we're articulating the eighth notes, whether they're in the woodwinds or whether they're in clarinets or whether they're in the flutes or whether they're in the accompaniment line, all right? Having a tendency to lose, for instance, at measure 11, the end of the melodic line as it moves down, okay, with the resolution. We have the suspensions, like, for instance, at measure 12 on half notes on beat 1 and 2 resolve in the alto saxophone, resolve in the flute, down a step, and we didn't hear the resolution, okay? Okay, intonation, again, when we introduce the flutes and the clarinet and alto sax voicing with the unison line, we're having a little bit of problem with that, okay? So we got to be really, really careful. Let's talk again. Let's talk again about these accents, okay? At measure 21, 22, all right? Got to really, 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 really make sure that we use some type of a differentiation. It's so, so hard, but when we pick it up, kids, at the very beginning, we not only learn to play the right sound of the note, but the note, the rhythm, and then everything underneath it, all right? Always, always, don't look left or right when you're learning your music. Look up and down while you're looking left and right, because all the information at the top of the staff, on the bottom of the staff, is unbelievably important, okay? It makes a real, real subtle difference in everything that we do, okay? Flutes, if you'll speed up your air in that mid-range voice register that you have, where you probably from about a B on the third line up to the G's, especially the E flats and the D's, okay? Really, really, really focus on pushing lots of air, pushing it really hot, creating the opportunity for the pitch to come back up and not to be flat and not to be unsupported, okay? So it's really, really important that we do that, especially when we're blending and we're playing unison lines with other voicings, all right? Here we go. So folk songs from the British Isles. Really, really nice program selection. Here's the ensemble plays us with a really, really nice sound, okay? Started out pretty consistent with the articulations and the lower brass, nice melodic line in the trumpets. Got to be again, and we're talking to go at it again and again, so we'll stop with that with the flutes, but we're really, really got to focus on that, all right, with the intonation. Trumpets, really, really make sure when you have the melody that your dynamic level is dictated by the lower brass and the support that they give. In other words, we've got to be able to hear that support, okay? Don't overbalance them. Let's make sure now when we're playing these mezzo pianos at 32 in the lower brass that we're moving together much, much better. When we got to measure 37 and 38, we were having just a little bit of precision problems and the chords weren't changing at the same time, so we got to be careful about that. Appreciate the crescendo-decrescendo effect that measures 40 to 44 in the woodwinds, okay? Altos, be a little bit careful because of the register that you're playing. It's really easy for you to project as opposed to the clarinets we're playing in their bottom register where they have to play much, much bigger, okay? And so what happened is your line was being dominated right there. The alto saxes were dominating the line instead of a blend between the woodwind choir. Okay, oboe, don't be afraid to really, really protect that solo. Really push a lot of air, okay? Problems in that we just aren't really, really sure, okay? Sometimes just slightly, slightly, but you did a pretty good job of going through there with those eighth note accompaniment figures, okay? Trumpet, nice job. Really, really focus on the articulations, okay? Sometimes the clarity of the articulations and some of those little lines were inconsistent, right? Insinuating the triplet figures that we're hearing below in the upper woodwinds while the melody idea is going on underneath. And so we got to be really, really careful about that. We've got to be able to hear that. And that register is a pretty good register for us to be able to hear that driving triplet figure. Di-da-da-da-da-da-di-da-da-di-da-da-da. Okay. Okay. everybody, when we got to the forte at measure 108, really, really important. That was a really, really important place there where we needed to really drive people to stand for creating as characteristic a tone as we could. Fellas, that's really, really important. And those are the things that we're going to talk about from a basic conceptual fundamental perspective, okay? We want to talk about the tone qualities, always producing the absolute very best sound that you possibly can. You know, the great thing about our internet society is that you can go to YouTube, you can go online, you can find thousands upon thousands of absolutely phenomenal professional recordings, collegiate recordings, international recordings of people playing your instruments and playing them beautifully. You can find dozens and dozens of recordings of this piece of music online so that you can really, really start to grasp as an individual musician exactly the type of sound that's needed to be characteristic on your instrument, and then always, always, always try to emulate that. And the way you emulate it is to make absolutely sure that you hear that in your mind, that you hear that in your ear, and you never, never stop until that sound is right. Because when you do that, when you have characteristic tone, and then you can blend a clarinet section. The clarinet section can then blend with the woodwind choir, and the woodwind choir can blend with the band. You can eliminate so many concerns from an intonation perspective. You can do so many things to help the overall performance of the ensemble. Remember, though, everything starts with the sound. The sound that you create, the sound that the people around you create, the way that you blend, the way that you work. Then, of course, along with that, you start thinking about characteristic tones, the pitch tendencies of notes on your instrument, where you have to adjust intonation. Because one of the big things is with the unisons in this ensemble, if the clarinets were playing along with the flutes, playing along with the alto saxes, we really had three different tonal centers, three different conceptualizations, instead of putting all those three voices together and making sure that they blended together. And one of the things that we all want to discuss as musicians is, okay, if three different sections are playing the same line, who do we listen to play in tune? Which is going to be the dominant of those three lines, or two lines, or four lines, or five lines, so that we know where we need to listen to be in tune, okay? Certainly enjoyed your ensemble. You've worked very hard. I think the program fits your ensemble. You certainly enjoy playing the program today. Many, many good things, many, many positive examples of the program and the things that you're doing. Just continue working so hard to create characteristic tone, to really, 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 really be understanding of how your part fits, not only to the general scheme or the specific scheme, but the general scheme and the entire performance, right? Certainly hope some of these comments will help you as you continue developing. Certainly enjoyed your performance and wish you guys the very best of luck.